LinkedIn has more than 260 million monthly active users. It's very up and coming right now too. I've been on social media for years and I see a lot more activity on it. So today we're going to talk about something specific on your LinkedIn profile. It's called the headline.
Hi, I'm Katie Dunn. I'm a full-time executive assistant. I'm an online health and fitness coach and founder of Team Hope All Day. Welcome to the Confident Admin Podcast, where I share all that I'm learning. So from office supply recommendations to relational tips to help you with office dynamics, I'm here to cover everything I can think of to equip you to succeed in your administrative role.
Hi, thanks for joining me on the Confident Admin today. We're talking about the LinkedIn headline. Very important to have this headline super clear, super succinct, and so people know who you are and what you're looking for. It's important to keep in mind the person that you want to attract and what they need and what they're looking for, rather than kind of some fun stuff that you might be tempted to put in there. Just a background on me, my career did start in public relations and communications, and then I wanted to make the jump to the administrative field about 3 years ago. And in order to do that, I had to reframe the work that I've done in such a way that fit into the role of the administrative professional. So there are key words that I put into my resume and my LinkedIn and how I presented myself in my interview that caused me to beat out many other people that had more experience in the admin role than I did. So that's just to share that I do have experience in this and that I have gotten results. So let's jump in here with this question that came in on the Facebook group, the State of the Executive Assistant. She says, I need inspiration for my LinkedIn tagline. What's yours? Okay, we got some answers here. The first one is game changer, goal setter, expert learner. Okay, so for this one, I don't know what this means. It can mean anything. It's very broad. While these are good things, we need to be more clear on this. There's no keywords. I'm not sure what she's going for here. So I would rewrite that completely to the next one, the next comment, which I do really like. This woman says, I have job titles so that I come up in more searches. This is genius. Keywords are key right now in the digital world. So she just has keywords. She's got C-suite executive assistant, executive administrator, chief of staff, strategic partner, operations coordinator. And then in the comments, she says, my old boss owned a recruiting company, so he taught me some tricks. So I think it would be good to listen to her and what she says, because she is got her knowledge from a recruiter. All right, this next one says executive assistant with focus on customer service. I like that one. It is clear. It maybe could be reworded a little bit to explain more about what she means about customer service, but I don't mind that one. That one's pretty good. Okay, I'm gonna scroll down a little bit more. I've got another answer here that says superhero ninja, executive assistant by day, and professional volunteer, wedding coordinator by night. Okay, so the first part of this, she says she's a superhero ninja. This was very popular a few years ago. People would call themselves ninjas or gurus or wizards. I think it's an effort to be creative and stand out, but the problem is I don't know what she means by ninja. And I think it's best to stay away from these words. So for example, if she wants to say she can overcome obstacles really quickly, like I would just say that and then have examples for what that means. We're business writers and we need to be clear about what we mean. So I would avoid ninja or words like that. Okay, and then she's got her side gig here. I have nothing against side gigs, but for the sake of clarity, I would put any side gigs or hobbies at the bottom of your resume or your LinkedIn. I think people want to see that you're well-rounded or that you like to do a lot of things, but if you're looking for an executive assistant job, I would just put that only in your tagline. It'd be very clear on that. So those are my thoughts. Oh, that also reminds me, like, and just because you have a degree in something doesn't mean you need to put that at the top of whatever it is, whether your LinkedIn or your resume. So for example, one recent profile that I looked at, she says that she's a psychologist and a copywriter and a marketer, and she loves coffee. So, and she wants to do UX programming. So the thing for this is, if she's looking for UX jobs, she needs to put that first and to say that that is her main focus right now, even if it's not. Like, she needs to put UX first. The fact that she has a psychology degree can be like a fun thing that happened in the past in the background. Like, so for example, I have a minor in the Spanish language, but I don't use that in my career. I did some traveling with it, but that was more of a fun thing. I would not list that as part of my skill sets or something that I think I'm going to apply to my next job, because I don't want to do that, and it's not relevant right now. It's just like it's an interesting fact about me, just to put at the bottom for like interest perhaps. So to summarize, your headline should be clear, succinct, using keywords, and it should be focused on the role that you're looking for, and you can keep all your other interests and experience at the bottom of your profile as more of like a fun section. And I hope you found this helpful. Tune in next time on the Confident Admin.